Not in this country. I've seen it done. That is a stone boat. Mm-hmm. I guess you'd call that. They do a lot of that in Michigan.
Grandfather had one in Ohio, too.
Yeah, in Ohio, too, I guess. We don't have, in this country, right in Woodford County, you don't have many stone. Mm-hmm. You have, you went through a stony country coming down here, northern part of the state, around Joliet, you have a lot of stone. Some big stone. Mm-hmm. There's occasionally you find some in this country, but not very many.
Now, could you tell me something about the kinds of sleds?
Well, we call them a bobsled. That would be, a bobsled would be a runner, two runners on the back and two on the front, and there'd be a coupling pole between. And then you'd hitch a team of horses on, or you could call it a sleigh, where you just hitch a team of on, or you could hitch a single horse on, have a shaft and call it a sleigh. We don't have them anymore. The first year my wife and I were married, we had a lot of snow in 1909 in this country. We got a little sleigh from the neighbors. They pulled it out on the junk, and I got it. And we hitched a horse on there, and my wife and I, we done a lot of run around that winter, driving around on the road, sleigh rides, took sleigh rides.
Is that a double runner, you say?
A sleigh, it would have two runners, yeah. But it'd just be, there wouldn't be no bobsled, do it. A bobsled would have two sets
sleigh,
of bobs.
Sleigh.
A bobsled has got two sets of runners, one in the back and one in the front with a...
You put a wagon box on sometimes.
With a coupling pole in between, you call them. Coupling pole, just the same as a wagon, you know.
Now, if you're going to saw some stove wood, you'd probably put it between some X-shaped...
Well, we call that a saw buck.
And if you're going to saw some boards, some planks, you'd put them between an A-shaped affair. You know, a carpenter uses these things.
Oh.
They're not shaped like an X, but they have more of a point to them.
Trestles. Oh yeah, you mean trestles. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have a set of trestles.
You would call that a sawhorse?
Some of them do, yeah. Some of them call them sawhorses. I generally just call them trestles.
Okay.
Used a lot of them.
If I was going to keep the hair out of my eyes, I might use a comb, or I might use a...
Well,
use a...
Brush, hairbrush.
Okay. And if you want to sharpen your straight razor, if you had one...
Well, I'd strap it on, razor strap.
And if you're going to go hunting with a rifle, you'd better take some ammunition, which would be...
Well, take some shells.
Would that be for a shotgun, though, I believe?
Well, or cartridges for a rifle. Cartridges, shells for shotgun.
And some children's toys. They used to make some for the kids. They won a board to go like this.
Teeter-totter.
And kind of jump on.
Well, that would be whirly.
Merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. That's after my time. I didn't have any when I went to school.
You start to say whirligig or something.
Well, some have them, call them whirligig or merry-go-round.
And they had them what they call the teeter-totters. The
teeter-totters. Well, that's the other one now. That was... We used to have teeter-totters, but we had to make them ourselves. We'd get a plank and put them on a trestle or something, and each one get on one end, but now they have them. It's all made.
Well, they used to have one that in a post, and then you remember, and then you'd go...
Well, not when I went to school, Mom. They didn't have it in my school. They probably did at yours.
You want to carry some coal in.
Coal bucket, yeah.